Hall of Fame baseball player Kirby Puckett has died. The outfielder was an icon in Minnesota, where he played his entire career with the Minnesota Twins, carrying the team to two World Series titles in 1987 and 1991. Puckett would have celebrated a birthday next week. He suffered a stroke over the weekend and died in a hospital in Phoenix today. We're joined now by reporter William Wilcoxon from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. William, so glad you're with us to talk about this.
Happy to talk with you.
Could you tell us a little bit about the highlights of Kirby Puckett's career?
Well, the only two World Series championships that the Minnesota Twins have won were in the highlight of his career. He was in his prime during 1987 and 1991. He was also a most valuable player of the American League. He won a batting champion. He played in 10 All-Star games, 6 Gold Glove Awards for his fielding. So he was a prominent Twin, and a lot of people would say probably the best Twin that's played so far.
He was very popular whenever he took the field there at the Metrodome. The homer hankies would be waving there in the field, and he didn't cut quite the shadow that you normally see there on the field. When they described him as a spark plug, I guess it was quite descriptive.
That's certainly true. He did not have the typical athlete's build. He was only about 5'8" tall, and he cut a very round figure, as you alluded to. He had a shaved head, and he sort of a roly-poly kind of athlete. He was surprisingly swift for a man of that build. He started his career batting first in the lineup, and he stole a lot of bases. After a few years, the team asked him to try to hit more home runs, and he did that. And so he adjusted his playing style, but through it all, I think he'll be best remembered for sort of that fun-loving, kind of exuberant style that he showed that made him really popular with the fans, especially with the kids.
Well, despite his success when he headed north from Chicago up to Minnesota, his career didn't exactly end on a high note. He was forced from the game because of eye problems?
Yes, he developed glaucoma suddenly in 1996. He woke up one morning and could not see out of one eye, and his vision never really cleared up after that. And so his baseball career was truncated, but he did get 12 years in. There was some talk about whether that would be sufficient for him to make the Hall of Fame, but he was elected to the Hall of Fame on his first ballot because his performance during the 12 years that he did play was so good. But you're right, his career ended on kind of a down note there.
And it sounds like he's had some problems since then.
Yeah, that's true also. The popularity that he enjoyed as a player didn't exactly follow him into his retirement. He ran into some problems around the time that he was charged with criminal sexual conduct. This was in late 2002. He was acquitted of the charge, but there was some damage to his image that I don't think he ever fully recovered from, and the Twins did not renew his front office position. His marriage ended, and recently he had left Minnesota and moved to Arizona, which is where he had this stroke. I understand that he had also put on quite a bit of weight in the last few years, and that may have been a factor in his death.
William Wilcoxon, I want to take you back, and I want you to share with us your favorite Kirby Puckett memory, a particular moment or a play that will always live on in your mind.
Well, I think the most distinctive Kirby memory that many Minnesotans have comes from the World Series, the second World Series in particular, and a catch that he made in center field that saved a home run. It was interesting that while hitting home runs and hitting the ball generally are, you know, usually thought of as the most glorious moments in a ball game, Kirby said that he most of all enjoyed robbing other people of those home runs. And so I think just the image of him jumping up against that center field wall in the Metrodome is something that will stay with many Minnesotans for a good long time.
William, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
William Wilcoxon, a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio.